Oh, those crazy feminuts, my friends. I've got some words of bitterness and hatred toward you stupid women who stay home and raise kids and get married from an angry, bitter feminist. Stick with me to my cool new intro music and we'll talk about the feminuts. They are baddie as hell. Welcome. I am Doug Hagan. This is the Daily Gator Daily Thought, brought to you by the greatness of the Daily Gator blog, which I just happen to run along with Edward Daly. Ran across a blog today called the Thought Catalog. And the Thought Catalog has a piece by Amy Glass, and I don't know if Amy Glass runs this blog, I haven't looked into it enough, or just writes, or they just picked it up, but, excuse me, recovering from bronchitis. Amy Glass is suffering from eternal bitterness syndrome, a liberal malady I have diagnosed that many feminists, yes, I did say feminists, not feminists, suffer from. Amy Glass is angry and hostile, probably foaming at the mouth. She starts out her piece with these loving words. Every time I hear someone say that feminism is about validating every choice a woman makes, I have to fight back vomit. Probably a lot like the people who read Amy Glass's stuff, they have to fight back vomit. In fact, just that one sentence, I threw up in my mouth a little bit, I'll be honest. But I will forge ahead with this podcast, despite my tender throat and the ravages of Amy Glass syndrome. She continues, do people really think that a stay-at-home mom is really on equal footing with a woman who works and takes care of herself? Amy Glass, let me tell you something. Women who stay at home work a lot harder than you. Now, a lot of women who work in the workforce work a lot harder than you, too. And a lot of them think a lot better than you because you're an idiot. Okay? What you are, Amy Glass, I'm going to lay it on the line for you, is a bigot. You're a sexist. You think women have any choice out there as long as you approve. And if you and your feminazi nut buddies don't agree or approve of that choice, then you're going to come down on those women because they don't know their place. What you are is a moral absolutist. And morality to you is defined for women as being good leftists. Hate men, hate kids, hate marriage, hate traditional families, you're okay. You're a moral person, according to Amy Glass. I know I'm assuming a lot about you, Amy, but let's face it. This is the same claptrap BS that feminists have been spewing for years. She continues, there's no way those two are the same thing. It's hard for me to believe it's not just verbally placating these people so they don't get in trouble with the mommy bloggers. Well, Amy, if you're a true feminist, you believe women have a right to do whatever the hell they want, right? Have sex with who they want. Be a lesbian, be straight, be bisexual, trisexual, cross-continental sexual, whatever is out there now. I can't even keep up with the different sexuals out there. The left has got things so screwed up. But if a woman wants to stay at home and be faithful to one man and have a family, well, to hell with that bitch. That's what the Amy Glasses of the world think. Amy Glass continues with her hateful diatribe. Having kids and getting married are considered life milestones. We have baby showers and wedding parties as if it's a huge accomplishment and calls for celebration to be able to get knocked up or find someone to walk down the aisle with. These are not accomplishments. They are actually super easy tasks. Literally anyone can do them. They are the most common thing ever in the history of the world. They are, by definition, average. And here's the thing. Why on earth are we settling for average? Amy, 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 you ignorant slut. Let me say something, Amy. Can I call you Amy? Good. Why are you so angry? What business is it of yours if a woman wants to go and get married, walk down the aisle, get married, have kids, and stay home and raise them? You tell me it's not my business that you want to run this blog, and it's not. I don't care. I just happen to run across it. Kind of like you step in dog poop at night sometime when you're walking your dog out in the yard. It happens. Unfortunate events happen. And no, I'm not comparing your writing with dog poop. Dog poop has much more meaning and much more use in the world than your writing, Amy. What's average about being a mother? It's one of the most meaningful jobs, along with being a father, another one. And I know you're a feminist, so you probably think men are like, what is it, the old expression, a woman needs a man like a fish needs a bicycle. Oh, good grief. Where do they come up with this stuff? To feminists, as long as a woman can kill her baby in the womb and laugh about it and yuck it up, then women are free. Amazing. Feminist. Stay out of my uterus, stay out of my vagina, stay out of my bedroom. And then, damn it, you prick, you give me my free freaking birth control pills, you sexist bastards. See, stay out of my sex life unless you're paying for my birth control pills. And let's face it, folks, most feminists you see on TV, they don't need birth control pills. If they ever want to have sex with a man, they need knockout drugs to knock the guy out first. They're so vile and despicable and hateful. Let's face it. Feminists? Not generally very attractive. I'm just going to say that, okay? And I don't know, Amy Glass may be a knockout. She may be the next Selma Hayek. Right. Or she may be the next Ernest Borgnine. I don't know. My point is, feminists want to look down and berate people, women in particular, who make choices they do not approve of. And it disgusts me. It angers me. What business is it of Amy Glass's if a woman wants to get married? But let's go back to Amy Glass's words of wisdom. If women can do anything, why are we still content with applauding them for doing nothing? So raising children is nothing now? Raising children is equal to nothing now. That's how meaningless the family is to feminists. Let me remind feminists that if it weren't for families, the species would die out. And you know what would die out with the species? Feminists. So maybe the species dying out isn't that bad if feminists go away. Be a lot less annoyance in the world. Excuse me. Controlling my throat here. The tickle. I think a feminist gave me bronchitis on purpose to try to shut me up. back to Amy Glass. So she says, I want to have a shower with a woman. Oh, excuse me, for a woman. Little mental imagery there. When she backs pack on her own through Asia, gets her promotion, or lands a dream job, not when she stays inside the box and does a house and kids thing, which is a path of least resistance. I have a 4-year-old niece, Amy, who lives with me. I'm just the uncle, but let me tell you what, trying to get the 4-year-old to mine, it's a lot of freaking resistance sometimes. So raising kids is not the path of least resistance. And by the way, married women hike through Asia. I've seen a lot of married women want to go to Colorado every year and hike out in the Rockies. A lot of women with babies hiking with their husbands. It happens, Amy. A lot of them get promoted. They work outside the home. They get dream jobs. And sometimes their dream job might, listen carefully, Amy, might actually be doing something you don't approve of. In fact, they're probably just doing it to piss you off, which gives most me makes me want to give them 2 thumbs up. But Amy continues. The dominant cultural voice will tell you that these are things you can do with a husband and kids. But as I've written before, that's a lie. It's just not reality. So in other words, if you have a husband and kids, you can't work outside the home, woman. You can't get promotion. You can't go hiking in Asia. You can't do anything, apparently, because you've sold yourself into slavery. That's the message from Amy Glass. Amy, I feel sorry for you that you're such a bitter, used-up hag. To put it nicely. She continues, you will never have time, energy, freedom, or mobility to be exceptional if you have husband and kids. Is anyone who's seen a good mother with her kids, look in her kids' eyes and tell me she's not exceptional, Amy. A lot more exceptional than you, Amy Glass, who I detest a little more every time I read a word you wrote, because you're full of hatred and bitterness and bigotry and self-loathing. Back to Amy's screed here. I hear women talk about how hard it is to raise kids and manage a household all the time. I never hear men talk about this. It's because women secretly like to talk about how hard managing a household is so they don't have to explain their lack of real accomplishments. Well, I'm glad that women have you, Amy Glass, to tell them what is and isn't an accomplishment, what is and isn't meaningful. I wasn't aware that you were God sitting in judgment of all mankind, or womankind in this case, Amy. How fortunate they are to have you to demean them and bitch and moan at them if they make choices you don't like. Good God, what a absolutely spiteful woman you are. This is spiteful. And listen to this. She concludes, women will be equal with men when we stop demanding that it be considered equally important to do housework and real work. Let me tell you something. Housework ain't fun. It ain't easy. And people who do it because they care about their home and that's the way their family is don't deserve any scorn from you, Amy. Why don't you do me a favor, Amy? Go vacuum the floor, then make me a sandwich. How's that? No, don't let a feminist make you a sandwich. They don't know how. They'll have the mayonnaise and mustard on the outside of the bread. They'll leave the ham off. It just wouldn't be nice. Wouldn't be good because feminists really aren't much good for anything except criticizing other women and playing eternal victims. And I leave you with these words of spite from one Amy Glass. Doing laundry will never be as important as being a doctor or an engineer or building a business. Wait a minute. What if you build a business having laundromats and dry cleaning? What if you become super rich through doing laundry and dry cleaning? What if you get rich from it, build a hospital, and hire a bunch of doctors? And you hire a bunch of engineers to build the hospital? Huh. Would that be okay, Amy? In fact, don't even answer it. Women, real women, not feminists like you, real women don't need your approval. They don't need your nod of approval. They don't need you to pat them on the head. What they'd really like is you to shut the hell up, quit being a judgmental bitch, and leave them the hell alone, Amy. You want to be bitter and angry? Go to it. It suits you. But leave people who make different choices alone. Try being tolerant, Amy. How about that? Try being intolerant and sensitive. You leftists love to throw those words around. Why don't you try to practicing what you preach, Amy Glass? Feminette. That's it for me, my friends. Doug Hagen for the Daily Gator blog. We'll talk to you later.